Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind, presented by FantasyDraft.com. Hey! Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday, August 22nd. We have 8 baseball games tonight. If I sound tired, I apologize. I'm very tired. It's been about 26 hours for me, and that weather in Bristol was not friendly for me and my travels. So, bringing you the Morning Grind, it's early in the morning, and just got back in town, so I went over some baseball research during the rain, so I feel like I have a really good idea of this slate, and I'm ready to talk about it. But before we get into that, today is Monday, so that means we have the 5-day Survive in Advance over on FantasyDraft.com. Fantasy Draft, luckily, sponsors this podcast Monday through Friday. If you guys enjoy the podcast, make sure you head on over there. Play in this 5-day Survive in Advance. Top 70% advance each round, so you only have to beat 30% of the field every day. And they're bumping it up. It's up to 3,000 here, so if we keep filling this thing early, hopefully they'll keep bumping it up, and that's what we're going to look at here today. We'll mention some specific fantasy draft plays and just talk about this, you know, slate in general. But we'll start here with Washington at Baltimore. Steven Strasburg, Dylan Bundy. Dylan Bundy is an interesting character here. You know, he's a guy that, a young pitcher, a lot of talent, a guy we've looked at it, you know, in spots this season. His numbers are really solid. He has a really decent strikeout rate against righties. And when we're looking at his numbers against lefties, obviously his numbers go down as far as strikeout rate and stuff like that goes. But this just isn't the spot that I'm going to target Dylan Bundy. We're looking at Washington overall. They have, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys with really solid numbers against right-handed pitching. This game's in Baltimore, so these Washington bats are getting a ballpark bump. So I don't think this is the spot for Dylan Bundy. And, you know, with so many other good pitchers on this slate, I'm not going to go out of my way to fit in Strasburg. I do think he has tournament upside. When we look at Trumbo, Alvarez, Chris Davis, you know, a few of these guys, they have massive strikeout rates against righties. You know, Kim has that really low strikeout rate. Machado doesn't strike out very much. And Adam Jones doesn't strike out very much. So while the upside is there for Strasburg, I just think that there's better options on this slate. So I'm going to kind of look elsewhere. And as far as bats go in this game, you know, for the Washington side, you know, it's Daniel Murphy, 426 wOBA against righties this season, almost a 41% hard contact rate against righties, and only a 9.9 strikeout rate against righties. So Daniel Murphy, definitely my favorite play from the Nationals. And then you can look at Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Wilson Ramos, you know, the normal suspects here. I'd stay away from Jason Wirth. He's striking out a lot against righties this season. His wOBA was down, so he's a guy that I'm going to kind of stay away from and really target those top four guys. Baltimore, yeah, this is a tough matchup here against Steven Strasburg. You can always look for some tournament upside plays. If I'm looking for tournament, I'm looking at the power guys. Yeah, they strike out a bunch, but Chris Davis, Manny Machado, Mark Trumbo, Pedro Alvarez all have over a 37% hard contact rate against right-handed pitching this season. So if I'm targeting anybody here, you know, it's those guys, and that's where I'm going to kind of go with the bats in this game. Moving on, Houston at Pittsburgh. Houston getting a ballpark downgrade here. Actually plays well for Doug Fister. Doug Fister, a guy that doesn't typically get shelled, and that's always nice going to a pitcher-friendly ballpark. He's a guy that I actually don't hate today. You know, you're going to want probably two studs, but at 12,000 in a matchup that I just don't think he's going to get shelled in, I think that he's in play. I'm not going to go out of my way to play him, but if you're playing this Survive in Advance and you want a bunch of bats to kind of secure your move on, I think that Doug Fister at 12K on Fantasy Draft is definitely in play here today. Looking at Jameson Taillon, I know a lot of people like Taillon, and I think he's going to be a really good pitcher once he gets everything together. I worry about his hard contact rate to righties. You know, we've seen 28 one-third innings now. The xFIP's lower than the ERA. The kid's pitching really good. He has a really low walk rate, decent strikeout rate. I'm just concerned that he only has an 11% soft contact rate, and medium and hard contact rate are through the roof. And he's going to be facing a team here that has a lot of right-handed bats and a lot of right-handed power. And, you know, when we're looking at specific matchups, a lot of these guys are hitting right-handed pitching well. Yeah, they're obviously hitting lefties probably a little bit better. But, you know, we still have power upside here. So I'm just not – this isn't the slate that I'm going to play Jameson Tye on. Let's talk bats here. We'll start with Houston. These guys are really priced up for the most part. So I think if I'm going to play them, I'm going to play like an Altuve, Correa, maybe like a Springer, Castro-type stack. Now, and then looking at Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's always interesting because, like I said, this isn't a matchup where Doug Fister usually gets shelled. If I'm going to play anybody, I'll probably play a one-off on Polanco. And if Matt Joyce is in the lineup, he's a decent value play as well. It's kind of where I'm at. In this Houston-Pittsburgh game, trust me, there's offenses that I like that we'll get to here in a minute. All right, Boston at Tampa is the next game here on the slate. I was supposed to go to this game, but just now getting back into town and all that stuff, I'm not going to make this one happen. I will see Ortiz one last time before he retires. Let's talk pitchers in this game. David Price, one of my favorite tournament plays on the slate. I think he has a massive amount of upside on the slate. We look at Tampa's numbers, and ever since the Guyer and Pierce deals, this team is decreasing against left-handed pitching, and it makes perfectly good sense. Even Longoria, who, you know, your mind would tell you that this guy mashes left-handed pitching, and he only has a 331 wOBA with a 30% hard contact rate, and he's striking out 19% of the time. So the one bat we worry about is Forsythe. He's mashing left-handed pitching this season. He's the one guy that we're definitely worried about, but outside of Longoria and Forsythe, all these guys have under a 180 ISO against lefties. They all have big strikeout rates. So it's a really good ballpark for David Price, and I think this is a really good tournament spot for him. Blake Snell, on the other hand, he has to face a Red Sox team that has a lot of guys that hit left-handed pitching, and I just don't like Snell in this spot. He's not a guy that I'm going to target on this spot. I'm going to be targeting some of these bats, so let's talk about them. Sandy Leone, small sample size of 46 at-bats, but the guy has a 535 wOBA with a 242 WRC+. I definitely expect that to decline, but I still think that, you know, if he's in the starting lineup, he's always a play on FanDuel where you have to play a catcher. Looking at the other guys here, Hanley Ramirez is interesting to me. You know, he's a guy that he's so hit or miss. He's a tough guy to play because he's so hit or miss. But in this season, he has a 442 wOBA against lefties with a 350 average. So if there's a spot that we're going to play him, it's going to be against lefties. And the ISO, the hard contact rate, everything is what we want to see out of Hanley Ramirez. I really like his price over on Fantasy Draft at 8,800. He's definitely a guy I'm going to target over there. You can target David Ortiz in a lefty-lefty matchup. He still hits left-handed pitching really well, hits them really hard. What we want to see, Xander, Mookie, Pedroia, Aaron Hill, all these guys in play here. If Pedroia hits leadoff, he's 7,800 on Fantasy Draft in the leadoff spot on the road. So he's definitely in a good spot and definitely a guy that I would be targeting here on the slate. Moving on, moving out, that's what we like to do here on this podcast. We're going to head to Milwaukee where the Colorado Rockies coming out of Coors Field. Fun weekend series if you played some exposure to those games in Coors Field. If you didn't, I'm sorry. That's what I'm back for, to tell you guys that when to play Coors and when not to play Coors. Luckily, this game's in Milwaukee. Still a really solid ballpark for hitters. And I just don't think this is the spots that we're going to target Chad Bettis or Jimmy Nelson. I actually really like the Rockies' bats in this matchup. Nelson, a guy that has a massive wOBA and hard contact rate to lefties. And Chad Bettis, he struggles with righties, lefties, everything that steps in the batter's box. Chad Bettis struggles with them. So bats in this game, and, you know, let's talk about these bats. We're looking at it, and on Fantasy Draft, these guys are priced up. You know, they're coming out of cores. They didn't really adjust the pricing too much, but there are some guys that we're going to talk about, and, you know, one of my favorite plays since he's been called up is David Dahl. The guy continues to hit right-handed pitching really well. He's a guy that I would definitely target, Carlos Gonzalez. If Blackman's back in the lineup, I know he's banged up right now, he's in play. DJ LeMahieu is actually in play. And one of my favorite plays over there on Fantasy Draft, because he's just, I feel like he's too cheap, and that's Nolan Arenado. He's 9,000 over there, and the guy just continues to mash right-handed pitching. This guy has 24 home runs against righties this season, 370 WOBA, and his ISO is 272, so Jimmy Nelson struggles more against lefties, but he definitely still struggles against righties. So I definitely think this is a spot that we can target Jimmy Nelson with Nolan Arenado. And gotta like this price. If Blackman's out, there's a good chance that Gerardo Parra draws the start here. He's 6,000 on Fantasy Draft. Too cheap, good matchup. Definitely a guy that I would target here. Looking at the Brewer side of things, like I said, Chad Bettis, he struggles with just about anything. And Ryan Braun is quietly having a just incredible season. This guy has 60 home runs against righties, 376 WOBA, the ISO is 232. He's having a really solid season. So Ryan Braun, a guy that I definitely like here against Chad Bettis. Outside of that, I always like Chris Carter. He's always in play for me. He's 8,100 over on Draft. Scooter Gennett, 7,200. I was hoping he'd be a little bit cheaper, but I think all these guys are in a good spot. VR, another guy that, you know, when he gets on base, he likes to run. So I'm never going to hate VR, and I probably play him more than I should, but it always works out for me, so I can't complain too much. Let's head out to semi-West Coast to Arizona, where the Diamondbacks and the Atlanta Braves are taking on each other here. The big thing we need to follow here for the Braves is Freddie Freeman. He was dealing with some right finger issue and missed Sunday's game. So, you know, they've said that he's been dealing with it all season. It's just one of those things. We need to follow it. We're going to need to see if he's back in the lineup on Monday. And, you know, it's one of those things where I'm recording it, you know, it's 6:45 in the morning. So pay attention to the Freddie Freeman news, because he's definitely in a great spot here against Zach Godley. And a spot that I definitely want to target him if I know he's 100% or close to. If he's out of the lineup, makes the Braves really weak. Don't really necessarily like Zach Godley in this matchup, because the Braves are still pesky. The only one that I would be interested in, you know, if he's cheap, is Matt Kemp, I guess. But when we're looking at Matt Kemp's price across the industry, he's up there. Fantasy Draft, 7,800. I think I have some interest there. But, you know, for the most part, I'm probably going to stay away from Kemp here. You know, no protection if Freeman's out of lineup as well. So Mike Foltynewicz, man, Folty, hard-throwing righty. I think he's going to be really good in a couple years. He's still there. He's not there, and he's struggling with lefties. And when we have a guy like Foltynewicz, a righty, struggling with lefties, you already know who I'm going to talk about, and that's Jake Lamb. 8,400 on Fantasy Draft today. If you're playing the Survivor, I would definitely recommend playing Lamb. Guys' numbers are just insane against right-handed pitching this season. 392 WOBA, 20 home runs, 141 WRC+, 44% hard contact rate. You know, Foltynewicz, more of a flyball pitcher. So this matchup for Jake Lamb is just screaming off the charts for me. And he's going to be in a segment later in this podcast as well. So I definitely like Jake Lamb's spot today. He's one of my favorite plays overall on this slate. So he's definitely a guy that you should consider. Goldschmidt, always in play. Tomas, he's a tournament play as well. I really want to pick on this game, and I want to pick on Foltynewicz, but Arizona just doesn't have a lot of lefties. If any lefty draws a decent lineup spot, they're in play. Fulton Nevich is actually decent against righties. The ground ball rate goes way through the roof. The wOBA comes way down, and the hard contact rate comes way down. So I think the righties are in play where they're cheap. You just got to kind of, you know, price them out, see where they're at, and go for there. Moving on to the next game, doing these podcasts solo, or it'll wear you out. You just need a drink sometimes. So, let's talk Cleveland heading to Oakland, and let's talk Carlos Carrasco, because Carlos Carrasco is one of the best pitchers on the slate, and he's one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's on the road. So, his numbers on the road are just insane. He's a good favorite to win this game. And it's really hard not to like him in this matchup against Oakland. You know, he's getting a ballpark bump. He's getting a huge ballpark. It's going to play to his favor. He doesn't have a massive amount of upside in this game, but he has a pretty solid floor. He's definitely a guy that I would consider in the Survivor on Fantasy Draft, and a guy that I would consider on FanDuel because I do think he picks up the win here. Nothing's safe about a win, but when you're facing a team that nobody on this team has over a 350 wOBA, nobody has over a 340 wOBA on this active roster against right-handed pitching. So, you know, Valencia, Chris Davis, and I guess Healy, they have decent power numbers, but they're all still striking out over 24% of the time against righties, and the same for Marcus Semien. So, coming back home here to Oakland, Carrasco, one of the best pitchers, you know, in baseball as far as ERA, average, on base percentage, wOBA on the road. So Carrasco in a good spot. And Andrew Triggs, not so much. Andrew Triggs, I know he's pitched okay in these two spot-type starts. He's still a reliever, and he just hasn't shown me enough where I can confidently say, don't play bats against Triggs. So for that being said, you know, we're going to target the normal suspects here. We're going to target Tyler Nacken. I don't even know how to pronounce the guy's name. Carlos Santana, Jason Kipnis, Francisco Lindor, Mike Napoli, Jose Ramirez, Lonnie Chisenhall. Ramirez, always a safe cash game play where he's cheap. And, you know, we're just looking at a guy that just doesn't strike out a lot. So I like Jose Ramirez for cash games. Fantasy draft, 10-2. DraftKings way up. Not necessarily the spot that I'm going to, you know, target him there. So Carrasco in play. Cleveland bats in play. Kind of stay away from Oakland here if I were you. That's not where I'm going to go. Two more games, Chicago Cubs, San Diego Padres. Oh, San Diego, they are gotten so much better against righties. But San Diego against lefties, that's another story. And when we're looking at John Lester here, I just think he's the best pitcher on the slate. He's my favorite pitcher on the slate. Obviously, we worry about Will Myers. Will Myers, he's hitting left-handed pitching really well this season. I worry about him, but even when we look at numbers for Myers, Rosales, you know, all pretty much this whole starting lineup has a strikeout rate over 20% against lefties. There's a few that don't. Alex Dickerson, Ramirez, Solarte, I think are the only three that don't have a strikeout rate over 20% against left-handed pitching this season. So John Lester, not only, I think, does he have the safest floor, I think he is a guy that has a lot of upside in this matchup, too, because of how much San Diego strikes out against left-handed pitching. And you have to like the bats here for Lester to get some run support. We don't like Edwin Jackson. I still can't figure out why Edwin Jackson, of all people, Edwin Jackson is still pitching the big leagues. But normal suspects here for the Chicago Cubs. I know it's not the greatest ballpark in the world, but, you know, we can still target Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Fowler, Zobrist, Contreras on a site that you need a catcher. I like all the bats here. if you want to go sneaky, Chris Bryant, I feel like he's in a good spot here. He's definitely a guy that I'm going to look at. And his price being so high on fantasy draft, I just don't see a lot of people playing Chris Bryant. So he's definitely a guy that I like a lot on the slate. Last game of the night, we have the New York Yankees facing the Seattle Mariners. Cody Martin and Michael Pineda. Pineda is an interesting tournament play. My issue with Pineda is always the same issue. Every start, he leaves a few fastballs over the middle of the plate. It just all depends on what the team he's facing does with those balls. So Pineda has a really solid strikeout rate against lefties this season. He's going to see a lot of lefties in this lineup. And, you know, that 28% strikeout rate screams some upside. And, you know, advanced metrics, everything will tell you Pineda has been getting unlucky. He's pitching way better than his numbers, yada, yada, yada. Like I said, it's more of he leaves a couple pitches down the middle of the plate all the time. And, you know, and it just depends on what happens here, you know, with those balls. Cody Martin, you know, he's not a guy that I think is very good. He's young. We're still waiting to see kind of what's going to happen with Cody Martin. I know he's kind of in a spot start here for James Paxton. The thing is, like, the Yankees, we want to pick on the Yankees, or we want to pick on Cody Martin. This is a huge ballpark downgrade for the Yankees, and I want the lefties. And if I can get the lefties cheap, I think they're in play. The small sample sizes that we've seen for Cody Martin is he struggled with lefties. Like I said, small sample size. Cheap guys. You know, any of these guys batting towards the top of the order, Jacoby Ellsbury really stands out to me on fantasy draft at 7,600. He's in the leadoff spot, you know, on the road. He's the guy that I would probably target here. Gardner at 8K, he's in play. Brian McCann on the side that you need a catcher. And, man, Sanchez just isn't going to stop anytime soon, it seems like. And I've been fading him a lot, and he keeps burning me. So I definitely think he's in play. He's going to be popular. I don't know necessarily if I'm going to fade him, but he is definitely probably going to be the most popular catcher on the slate because, especially on FanDuel, where you have to have a catcher, you know, he continues to be under 3K. So people are going to keep turning to Gary Sanchez. So if you have a stomach and a gut like me, you can fade him and feel comfortable about it. Seattle, you know, you're playing one-offs here. Cano, Kyle Seager, probably my two favorites as one-off plays. That's kind of where I would go. But you're not really getting a discount on Cano or Seager on fantasy drafts. So they're more of FanDuel plays where they're reasonable enough where you can play them as one-offs. It's going to wrap it up for the game-by-game breakdown portion of the podcast. Didn't do the fantasy draft plays as I was going. The three fantasy draft plays that I like here are Matt Kemp, 7,800, Dustin Pedroia, 7,800, and Jacoby Ellsbury, 7,600. Those are three guys I'm going to be targeted over on fantasy draft under 8K. I think they're all in good spots. And you can even throw Xander Bogaerts in there at 8K. I think he's in play as well. And if Michael Bourne's in that two spot at 8,100, I don't hate him. Now, looking at some home run derby, I'm so low, so I'm not playing against anybody, but I'll give you guys my favorite three plays to hit home runs today. It's Jake Lamb, it's Chris Bryant, and it's David Dahl. I like all three of these guys' spots, and my favorite stack would probably be the Rockies here on the slate. If I had to pick one pitcher to pick up a win under 10K on FanDuel today, it's a little tougher than what it usually is, but I'm going to stick to my guns here, and I'm going to say Doug Fister goes into Pittsburgh, wins that game. I'm not going to cheat and say David Price at 10K exactly, but I definitely think David Price is in play. Carrasco, Lesko are, you know, my favorite plays here on the slate. Like I said at the beginning of the show, if you guys haven't checked out our sponsor, FantasyDraft.com, head on over to FantasyDraft. Use promo code GRINDERS. That way you guys get incentives here at RotoGrinders for FantasyDraft for free for a year, which would be awesome for football coming up. They're going to have some awesome stuff here that we'll be talking about as week one gets closer. And, you know, like I said, play this 5-day survive in advance. Top 70%. You only have to beat 30% of the field each day, and everybody gets paid on the last day. So it's always fun, and you know, I like playing. It's one of my favorite tournaments across the industry, and I don't just say that because they sponsor the podcast, but they do sponsor the podcast. So if you guys enjoy the podcast, make sure you guys head on over there. That's going to do it here for the Monday edition. I'm exhausted. I'm going to go pass out, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you again tomorrow.